The flavor's all yours when you call for Philip Morris. So clean, so fresh, so pure, it's America's finest cigarette. Johnny, ladies and gentlemen, in his red coat and brass buttons. Johnny, friendly ambassador for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Tonight, Johnny presents the Rudy Valley Show, spotlighting this week Merle Oberon, Lou Holtz, Viola Vaughn, Benny Kruger's Orchestra, and the Karl Marr Chorus.
There's no time like our time, and no one like
hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley standing by to take the curtain up once more for Philip Morris. Tonight's musical overture sings of the sunny shores of this wonderful state of California and one of its most beautiful places. Meet me in Monterey. Meet me in Monterey, beside the bay. We'll have lots of fun. You'll find the blues passé in Monterey. Lose them in the sun. They say the angels stay in Monterey because they love it too. So put your cares away. Meet me in Monterey where dreams come true.
Monterey beside the bay, and we'll have lots of fun. You'll find the blues passé in Monterey. You lose them in the sun. They say the angels stay in Monterey because they love it too. So put your cares away, meet me in Monterey where dreams come true.
Meet me in Monterey beside the bay. We'll have lots of fun.
You'll find the blues passé in Monterey.
You'll lose them in the sun.
They say the angels stay in Monterey
because they love it too.
So put your cares away. Meet me in Monterey. Let's be
standing in the wings is a gentleman whose art is that of the raconteur, which freely translated means an individual adept in the art of delivering that which always brightens up our daily lives, that priceless ingredient of life, the joke or humor. Mr. Joke Man himself, Lou Holtz.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Rudy.
Welcome back, Lou. Say, Lou, you look wonderful. By the that deep tan that you're sporting, I take it you've been on a vacation.
Yeah, I went down to Palm Springs. I haven't been feeling well. The doctor said I should go. A little exercise. So I went down there. And, of course, I go. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me. He said exercise, so I figured horseback. I've never been on a horse, so I went to an instructor. I said, now, how do you do this with the horse? What happens? He says, very simple. You get on the horse, and you ride. When the horse goes up, you go down. When the horse goes down, you go up. Sounded simple. I got on the horse. The horse went down. I went up. When I came down, the horse was gone. Everything happens to me. So then I went to a dance. I'm, you know, a little lonesome. I go over to a strange girl. I never saw her before in my life. I says, honey, would you like to dance? She says, yes, it would certainly be an extreme pleasure. I would enjoy very much if you would have a dance with me. She was from Kentucky. So I start dancing with a strange girl. Never saw her before in my life. I'm dancing with her, and I'm doing all the new stuff, you know. I'm throwing her around and around, catching her, throwing her around and catching her. The girl's getting taller and taller. I'm looking at her. I said, honey, are you growing? Oh, she said, no. She said, you see, I got a wooden leg, and you're turning me the wrong way. Then they invite me to a dinner there at the Racquet Club. A very nice man owns the Racquet Club. A very nice fella. And I go there. The dinner is for a Maharaja. Who needs it? Who wants it? A Maharaja. You can't speak English. So I go there and I eat a dinner. And then he gets up to make a speech. He's paying for the dinner. So he got up. Couldn't speak any English. And with him he had an interpreter. A very stale-looking Indian. Maharaj got up. He said, Iglanda siti vele dande trostele soti. Dinidini dinidano trondele bizado. Kratzele, kratzele, kratzele. Prode hegra lo drose be heg ochtrele. Hegra lo, brode zi. Alo. Sat down. Up gets the stale guy. He says, Maharaj, you say love Palm Springs. You love everybody. You very happy, love everybody. Hello. Sat down. Maharaj got up again. Nobody asked him. He got up. He says, Zelevoto, tron le gazantro. Ah, kratzele, vanzele. Kratzele, vanzele, vanzele, kratzele. Hey, grola, da se grach, utroda la vazo. Effeminita America buku drochtre hegra, allo? Allo. Sat down. Stale guy got up. Maharaja say he love United States ladies. United States ladies, most beautiful ladies Maharaja ever seen in life. He love everybody. Allo. Sat down. Maharaj got up again. He says, Ila bondo don de la ganga. Krechich ton de la se heg ru de la vazadi. Wo ui mein boch trasse le heg ralo doze de vi. Vidi, 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 vano tru ui mein boch trasse le heg ralo doze de vi. Allo. Stale guy got up and says, Maharaj, you would like to know where is the washroom?
Every smoker likes to make up his own mind to use his own good judgment in selecting his own cigarette. I know that no matter what other cigarette you smoke, that cigarette, in your opinion, is a good cigarette. Otherwise, you just wouldn't smoke it. So I offer this challenge as a friendly challenge in the friendliest spirit. If you are not yet a Philip Morris smoker, try Philip Morris and test it against the cigarette you are now smoking. Test it for taste. And notice the taste, so clean, so fresh, so pure, that makes Philip Morris so good to smoke. Test it for flavor, and notice the rich, natural flavor in Philip Morris that comes of the world's finest tobaccos. Test it for pleasure, pure smoking pleasure. Notice how Philip Morris brings you those easy moments of perfect relaxation. You be the judge. Match Philip Morris point for point with the cigarette you're smoking now. Compare. Compare critically. We believe that you, too, will call for Philip Morris because you, too, will agree that Philip Morris is America's finest cigarette. Always better. Better always.
It is difficult for me to restrain my enthusiasm in the anticipation of what we are about to present. Published in the Atlantic Monthly, the beloved voice from the pen of the gifted French writer Jean Cocteau is one of the most unusual and gripping dramatic situations ever presented to an audience. We have retitled it The Lifeline. The delivery of this masterful composition is indeed a challenge to her who would attempt it, for it requires holding the stage alone for nearly 8 minutes. We believe that Merle Oberon could bring this poignant drama to you and perfectly portray the feelings that beset this woman. Our stage is graced indeed this evening by one of the loveliest and most capable of Hollywood actresses, Miss Merle Oberon. Scene, a small apartment in a fashionable quarter of Paris. A young woman is pacing up and down between the bedroom door and a telephone stand on the opposite side of the room, evidently in a state of great nervous anxiety. At last, she stops at the phone, takes up the receiver, then slowly replaces it. Suddenly, the phone bell rings.
Hello. Hello, Paul, darling. Is that you? Hello. Hello, Paul. Are you there? What? Who are you? I was talking to... No, no, this is not Dr. Schmidt's apartment. This is... No, you're on a crossed wire. Please hang up. Hello, operator. Operator, someone was trying to get me and someone else broke in. Yes, yes, I'll hang up right away. Hello? Oh, at last, Paul. At last it's you. Yes. Yes, I'm all right. No, only it was maddening to hear you try to talk against all those other people. No, dear. I'm quite all right. I just... Hello? Hello, operator, don't cut us off. Hello, Paul, is that you? Dearest, if they cut us off again, call me right back. Oh, my darling, don't make any excuses. It was always understood we'd be frank with each other. And it would have been frightful if you'd let me go without telling me anything until the last minute. I couldn't have borne that. I haven't any regrets. No, no, Paul, I don't regret anything. Anything. You're wrong. It's no more than I deserved. I wanted to throw everything to the winds and have the happiness of madness. Darling, darling, listen. Paul, please, please listen to me. Don't blame yourself. It's my fault. What? Oh. When? When is it to be? Tomorrow? I didn't think it was so soon. Yes. I have your letters. Just let your man come around and get them. I said, have Joseph come and get the letters tomorrow morning. No, no, I'm not crying. I'm not. Darling, have you just come in? Did you stay at home just to talk to me? Oh, of course. But you oughtn't to work so late at home. Hello? What? Operator, I'm still talking. Oh, I just couldn't hear you for a moment there. There's a buzzing in the phone. It's so noisy, it almost seems as if it weren't yours. Oh, I can see you. You're in your dressing gown, aren't you? Which dressing gown? The red one. And you're leaning on your left elbow. Your sleeves are rolled up, you're drawing faces and stars and hearts on the blotter. And now you're laughing, aren't you? Paul, aren't you? Hello. Hello, darling, where are you? Oh, operator, you cut us off. No, no, operator, I don't know the number. Yes, yes, I do. He's at home. Oh, wait a minute. Passe 2647. Yes, I think that's it. Will you get it right away? Hello? Hello, Paul? What? Oh, is that you, Joseph? Yes, this is Mademoiselle Renault. He's not there. But I was only talking with him a minute ago. He's not coming home tonight. Oh. Yes, of course. He must have called me from a restaurant. They cut us off and I called back his own number. I'm sorry, Joseph. Thank you. Good night, Joseph. Make him call me again. Make him call me. God, make him. Hello, Paul. Oh, they cut us off. No, no, there's nothing the matter. Nothing at all. You see, you talk on and you don't realize the time has got to come. When you have to stop and hang up the receiver and fall back again into the emptiness. The dark. If you hadn't called me, I'd have died. No, no, wait a minute. Wait, forgive me. I know this is an intolerable scene and you're very impatient. But don't you see how I'm suffering? This wire is the only thing that holds you to me now. Yes, yes, I know I'm foolish. But in spite of everything, the telephone does join people together. And besides, you had promised to call me. But, darling, I had such terrible dreams. I dreamed that I was being strangled. This phone cord was wound tight around my neck and I couldn't scream. I dreamed that I was at the bottom of the sea and was joined to you like a diver by an airline and kept begging you not to cut the line. It's as if you were the only air I had to breathe. 5 years now I've been living through you. For 5 years I've spent my time waiting for you. I came to life when you came into a room and died of fear when you went away. But it's all right now because you're talking to me. I sat here tonight, darling, waiting for you to call. And I could hear the clock ticking on the mantel. It got louder and louder in my ears. Louder and louder until... What? The what? The revolver you gave me. Oh, no, no, of course it isn't here. I left it in the country last summer. You remember? No, no, I'm not lying. I haven't got the revolver here. I'm too upset, Paul, to make up a lie. But there are times when lying is useful. Now, if you were to lie to me to make the separation hurt less... I didn't say you had lied to me. I said if you were lying, and I knew you were. I mean, if you weren't at home and you told me you were. No, no, darling, listen. Of course I believe you. I didn't say I didn't believe you. I only said that if you were deceiving me out of the goodness of your heart, and I knew what you were doing, I should only love you all the more. Yes, yes, I know. It's getting late. And in the morning you... Darling, well, where are you going with her? Deauville? You'll be in Deauville with her tomorrow night? Paul, I wish at least I'd like it better if you wouldn't go too. Well, thank you. Thank you, darling. You are good to me. I love you. Isn't it silly? I was going to say I'll see you soon. No, no, of course you can never tell. No, I'm all right, darling. I'll be all right. I'm not afraid. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. He's gone. It's over now. Oh, my God. That clock. That clock again. I can't stand it. I can't go on any longer. I can't.
That was a superb performance, Miss Oberon. That incomparable songstress, Dinah Shores, had the good fortune for her accompaniment, one Ticker Freeman. It was inevitable, of course, that sooner or later Ticker would turn songwriter. This is a melody which, when added to a lyric, has become, "You'll always be the one I love." I love every hour, every day, every year. You'll always be the one I love. Through each smile, through each sigh, through each tear, my heart will feel the same old glow. Even though the stars may fade from above, I promise there will be
no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. You'll always be the one I love.
The introduction into this country of several highly successful English-made movies has aroused in some of our own authors the desire to meet this competition. We therefore present for your approval a story from the pen of that eminent American author, Carl Noed, also known as Lou Holtz. It stars Miss Viola Vaughn as the erring wife, Lou Holtz as the doctor, and I as the irate husband. Ken Niles, would you set the scene, please?
The scene, a small village located somewhere in England. The doctor, Llewellyn Holtz, and the mysterious woman he met at a railroad station are in love. But nothing can come of it because of family objections. Her husband objects to Dr. Holtz, and Dr. Holtz's wife objects to the mysterious woman. Yes, they encounter nothing but grief. Let us listen to this grief encounter. At the moment, Dr. Holtz is talking to his love on the phone.
I say there. Are you there, darling? Are you there?
Yes, Llewellyn, dear. Meet me at the railroad station as usual.
Yes, of course. The blinking railroad station. How stupid of me.
That's right. By the big clock. I'll be standing under the six.
Yes, of course, the six. I'll be there before you can say Jack Robinson.
Before I can say Jack Robinson.
Hello, darling. Sorry I'm late. Of course, it's a horrible fog, you know. It's beastly. Almost reminds me of California.
No matter, Llewellyn, dear, no matter. You're here now. Tell me, have you missed me?
Have I missed you, darling? It's been ghastly. Being away from you, ghastly, do you hear? Why, I haven't been able to sleep nights. Of course, you can see these circles under my eyes.
Why didn't you try drinking Ovaltine?
What, and have ovals under my eyes?
Tell me, darling, how are things at the hospital? Have you been working hard?
Quite. This afternoon I performed an operation that will set the whole world agog. I might even say gaga.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yes, I operated on a woman's throat and then I sewed it up with a small piece of telephone wire.
You sewed up her throat with telephone wire?
Yes, now her conversation will be limited to 5 minutes. But come, my dear. Come. We must get away from this railroad station. I want to take you somewhere tonight where the lights are bright and the music is gay. I want to drink champagne from your slipper.
And I'll drink champagne from your slipper.
Oh, no, I couldn't bear the thought of walking home with soggy shoes.
Oh, darling, let's go into the railroad station. I don't mind. After all, it's where we met, you know. I can remember. The station master over there was calling out over the loudspeaker.
Your attention, please. Southbound train leaving on track 7. Northbound train arriving on track 7. Eastbound train leaving on track 6. Westbound train arriving on track 6.
Ah, yes, my lovely one. I have some very bad news for you, darling. Very bad news. It's almost ghastly. This is our last night together. I'm off to South Africa, you know. I'm going to miss you terribly, terribly, and all that sort of thing.
Are you taking the boat to South Africa, Llewellyn?
Of course, dear. I'm a lousy swimmer. And you know, my darling, it's such a lovely boat. It reminds me of you.
The boat reminds you of me?
Yes, I always think of women as boats.
Really?
Quite. They're as graceful. They're so graceful. And they look so, so feminine. Of course, on some, the paint is a little cracked. And on others, the cargo has shifted. But, darling, you're one of the prettiest little destroyers I've ever seen.
Oh, how beautiful. You may kiss me goodbye, Llewellyn. And perhaps someday, when you return from South Africa, we may be able to kindle the flames of love again.
When I return from South Africa, but unfortunately, my dear, by that time, the pilot light will be a little low. but kiss me, darling.
Tennis? Tennis, anyone?
Oh, my husband.
My wife.
My word.
Put down that gun, Cecil.
Don't stop him, Helene. Don't stop him. Without you, I can't go on.
Why, you cad, you bounder. At last, I found you with my wife. Take that.
Oh, Cecil, how cowardly to shoot a man in the railroad station. Llewellyn, are you hurt, dear?
Yes. Yes. He got me. He got me right between the ticket office and the information booth. Goodbye, goodbye.
Oh, Cecil, Cecil, just look what you've done. Poor Llewellyn is dying. Llewellyn, dear, is there anything you wish to say to me before you go?
Yes, yes. That's a fine way to treat the blue blood of Russia.
Or not yet, Philip Morris smokers, a friendly challenge. Try Philip Morris and test it against the cigarette you're now smoking. Test it for taste, for flavor, for pleasure. Yes, match Philip Morris point for point. Compare critically, and you too will agree that Philip Morris is America's finest cigarette. So clean, so fresh, so pure. Always better, better always.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you.
Yes, it's time to say goodnight again, but before doing so, I'd like to thank Merle Oberon, Lou Holtz, and Viola Vaughn for being with us this evening. We hope you'll all be with us next week when we welcome Eddie Albert and Margot, Jack Kirkwood, the Lynn brothers, and Juan Rolando to our Philip Morris microphone. So until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta la vista, hasta luego, and good night.
Try Philip Morris for taste, for flavor, for deep down smoking pleasure. Yes, it's America's finest cigarette. So, puff, puff, Philip Morris.
And remember, the flavor's all yours when you call for Philip Morris. So clean, so fresh, so pure. Always better tasting, better smoking, better for you in every way. So, goodbye, Johnny. See you next week, same time, same station. Until then, this is Ken Niles inviting you to join Rudy Valley again next week when he will present Margot and Eddie Albert, Jack Kirkwood, the Lynn Brothers, Juan Rolando, Benny Kruger's Orchestra, and the Karl Marr Chorus. Merle Oberon will soon be seen in motion picture, Temptation. Pipe smokers, relax. Take five. Take Revelation. Yes, pipe smokers, enjoy the five great tobaccos blended into Revelation. So relax. Take five. Take Revelation.